The Geography Goat heralds the start of a new year and a new Jogbing podcast episode. This episode is all about two questions from the Year 11 mock we're going to go through in detail. Let's get going.
Yay!
So the two questions we're going to look at today both come from the urban section of paper one. It was the section that you all found most difficult, so it makes logical sense to go through two questions from that. The first question we're going to look at is 1.5, and I'm going to take you through three key steps to answering this question. So this is the first step. You've got to start by reading the question carefully and using CUBE to understand what it's asking you to do. What does CUBE stand for? C. What's the command word? The command word is suggest why. Effectively, that means explain. U. Underline the keywords. For me, the keywords in this question are NEE, traffic congestion, air pollution, and challenging. B. Box anything that you're being asked to refer to. Number one, use figure three. You must use that in some way. And number two, you must use a case study of a city in an NEE. Remember, I'm ignoring LIC because we didn't look at a city in an LIC. We looked at a city in an NEE, and that's Mumbai. Finally, E, explain the question in your own words. So when I did this, the question that I came up with, the way I rephrased this was, why is it so difficult to manage or prevent traffic congestion and air pollution in a place like Mumbai or Bangalore? To me, that makes a lot more sense, and so will help me understand what the question's asking me to do, and therefore in turn help me to answer this question. Now we understand the question, we can come up with some ideas. That's step two, thinking ideas. Now, I wouldn't say that you need to write this down. You can come up with it in your head, but some people do just like to write individual words. So, what ideas have we got? Why is managing traffic congestion and air pollution difficult in a place like Mumbai? When I did this, within about 20 seconds, I came up with five ideas. I'm not going to be able to use all of them, but I'm going to list them out. Number one, corruption. Corruption amongst the people, amongst the government and the officials. Number two, a rapid population growth and growing population density. Number three, ineffective government, who don't really do a particularly good job sometimes of running Mumbai. And ineffective policing of laws. Number four, a lack of education. People poorly educated, not aware. And number five, the physical environment in which Mumbai has been built. They're my five ideas. And what I now need to do is think through which of those I'm going to be able to say the most about. Which of those do I think that I might have some evidence for? So can I talk about, with rapid population growth and population density, do I have some facts and figures that might help me to answer this question in detail? And I do, and so that's going to be one of the ones I'm going to use. I like the idea of the physical environment because that was my last idea, and it's maybe a bit unique and original and kind of might impress the examiner. So I'm going to go with that as well. And we'll move on to step three. So now you're ready to smash this question. And so we go to the third step, which is to create your answer using a nice clear PEA structure. So I'm going to take you through a couple of examples. My first point is that LIC and NEE cities have populations that grow so rapidly that being able to build new infrastructure to deal with the traffic and monitor air pollution can be really, really challenging. What's my evidence? Well, easy. Mumbai, India, is our case study. It's one of the world's largest megacities, and it's been growing rapidly due to rural to urban migration. I could then go into some really juicy details, like saying that a lot of people have come from the states of Bihar and Rajasthan. I could talk about between 2001 to 2011, the population's grown by 2 million. All of this information is available to you, and it's that you need to be revising and trying to retain for the exam. Okay, so my point, my evidence, what's the analysis of that? The issue is that if you are trying to plan and improve your infrastructure, like your roads or your railway system within a city, often those plans and improvements will be out of date or they'll be too little once they've been completed because the population will have grown, the demand will have changed. So the issue here is new developments and construction can't keep pace with the city's growing population. I could go a little bit further here and actually say that a lot of the people coming into the city are often poor. So if they do end up using motorbikes or auto rickshaws or any vehicle, often they're poor quality. And these can be older models of vehicles and they can pollute quite a lot. It's not like the new hybrid cars that are coming onto the market in the UK. We're talking about cars that were maybe built in the 1960s, and standing behind one of these cars chokes you to death. Okay, so I've got one paragraph. I need another one, really. On a 6-mark question, you want to aim for 2 nice chunky paragraphs with good analysis. So my second paragraph, my point is going to be that many cities like Mumbai have very little room to expand or space to build new roads or separate industrial areas because they're hemmed in physically. My example is Mumbai was formerly a port town built on a really thin peninsula that sticks out into the Arabian Sea. It was originally made up of 7 islands, and the British joined them together during the British Empire days. And then it's as the population flocked to the city, everyone's tried to cram onto this tiny kind of stretch of land, and the population densities rocketed up. So much so that Dharavi's now got 1 million people, over 1 million people in 1 square mile. So what's my analysis of this? Well, because of the large numbers of people trying to move within this area that's really densely populated, that's going to create a lot of congestion, particularly because this area is very densely built on and there's not much space to build new roads or new railway lines. Everything very much hemmed in by the kind of historical development. That's going to make it really challenging. Okay, on to our second question, and we're going to use exactly the same structure. So the second question we're going to look at is question 1.9, and the very first thing we need to do, of course, is to cube it. So let's go through that again. C, the command word. To what extent is the command word? That basically means you have to consider both. It has, so to what extent has urban change created environmental challenges? To some extent it has created challenges, and to some extent it hasn't created challenges. That's what to what extent means. You, underline, what are the key words here? Urban change, what's changed about London, and environmental challenges. Environmental, not social, not economic, environmental, nature, plants, animals, that's what it's talking about, and challenges, problems, issues, okay? B, box, anything you must refer to. It's asking you about a specific UK city that you've studied, and you should know that that is London. And then E, explain it in your own words. Well, when I did this, the question changes into what changes have affected London and how hasn't this affected the environment badly. Okay, so we've cubed the question. Now let's move on to our plan.
Yay!
Now we've cubed the question, let's think about some ideas. So the key thing here is, well, what urban change has happened in London? What are my ideas? The first one that comes to mind is the population's growing still, and that's through natural increase, but mainly because of immigration. And we can talk about national migration, so from the north of England to the south, and also from Eastern Europe into the city. That is then causing London to, there's pressure for London to sprawl outwards. Of course, it can't because of the Greenbelt protecting it and laws against development on the fringes of London. But that then has a knock-on effect and causes commuter settlements like Reading that are on the other side of that Greenbelt to grow. So that's another change that's happened. There are other changes, like there was the Olympics that caused the brownfields sites around Stratford to be redeveloped. And we also looked at Brentford as well. And there's a lot of change around transport. So there's been the Boris Bike scheme over the last sort of 20 years, Crossrail as well over that same period. And a third runway at Heathrow has just been approved. So there's a few ideas that we've got about how London is changing. So we've come up with our ideas. We're going to smash this question. We're going to structure our answer using PEA again. Overall, my gut feeling is, my conclusion is going to be that there's a lot of environmental damage because of urban change. And therefore, I need to start with a negative, because most of my arguments are going to need to be negative to support such a conclusion. So my first paragraph, my first point, is that the continued population growth of London is creating pressure for it to sprawl, and this is causing greenfield sites to be developed, damaging ecosystems. What's my evidence for that? Because London is the political and economic capital of the UK and home to lots of major companies like Shell and Google, this is driving immigration from northern England and Eastern Europe. What's my analysis then of this? Well, I can show my understanding by saying, despite the green belt that surrounds London and prevents it from sprawling, the problem environmentally is that neighbouring commuter towns like Reading, for example, will start growing and sprawling instead. This is going to cause a loss of ecosystem, loss of habitat, that's going to affect particularly vulnerable or endangered species like, you know, native bat populations, for instance. And it's also going to increase the amount of air pollution within those areas as well. And that's not good for the environment. So that's my first paragraph. Because the question is to what extent, I need to really now, my second paragraph, show that I appreciate both sides of the argument. Got to get that out of the way as quickly as possible. So my second point is that the population growth and immigration is also leading to opportunities to redevelop brownfield sites within the city, and that's improving the environmental quality. This is where my PEA structure starts to break down. So now I'm kind of going to blend some evidence with some analysis. So my first idea is that I want to talk about Brentford. So Brentford was a riverside former sort of industrial site that's now being redeveloped into homes, high-rise homes and commercial properties. That has meant that the site has had to be decontaminated. So there's been the removal of toxic waste and polluted soil, and that's benefiting that immediate local area. My second point would be that the London Olympics led to the redevelopment of the Stratford site. And that had huge environmental improvements for the River Lee Valley. For instance, you know, over 4,000 trees were planted and the river was cleaned up and improved, and new habitats were created for all the kind of species that live there, including the birds and the fish. And that's been really positive. So I can talk there about the positive sides, the urban change leading to positive environmental improvement. I've already talked about how urban change can lead to negative environmental improvement. So I'm balanced. And now my third paragraph, and most people will typically do three paragraphs and a conclusion and a line marker. My third paragraph determines what my conclusion is. So if I'm going to go negative, I need to have another negative. I'm going to put positive, another positive. I'm going to go negative. So I'm going to say that new transport infrastructure has been built quite extensively, and that's caused both environmental improvements but mainly damage. So I'm going to talk about Crossrail and Heathrow. So I can say whilst Crossrail will reduce the number of cars being used for people to commute in and out of the city, and therefore reducing the amount of pollution, the construction of Crossrail has been quite environmentally damaging because of the widespread use of concrete, which is quite energy intensive, and that's led to large CO2 emissions as a result of that. I would also talk about how Heathrow, the approval of a third runway at Heathrow, will long term add a huge amount of CO2 pollution to London's overall output, and that's going to have a global environmental impact, but also locally it's going to impact the environment immediately around Heathrow by increasing noise levels and disrupting not only local people but also local animals. So that's my third paragraph. Overall, my commentary has been negative, and therefore, in conclusion, urban change in London has led to a greater number and greater scale of environmental challenges than environmental improvements, which tend to be quite small and local to those areas. And that should give me a level 3 answer. You thought you were done, but there's one more thing that you're missing. Do you know what it is? It's very important. Yes, you're right. It's spelling, punctuation, and grammar. You must check it at the end. Ideally, in fact, it's even better at the very end of the exam to go back to your questions that require or give marks for SPAG and just double check. Even correcting one, two, or three errors could make the difference between one or two marks. So make sure that you do give that time to go back to it. Well done for listening, and it's just time for a few more words of infinite wisdom from the Geography Goat.